Hi, listening friend. It's Monday, September 2nd, 2013. Happy Labor Day. And because of this holiday, I've given special guests to Mark and Friends the day off and will labor alone. I've picked out six songs, some great scripture, and we'll share some thoughts on dealing with work as a gift and calling from God. But first, a quick recap. Thank you, God, for Friends. On Saturday, the Millers, Jim and Nancy Miller and their son Peter, called up, said, "What are you doing for dinner?" I said, "Nothing." They said, "Hey, we have a lot of leftovers. Is it okay if we bring them?" So they literally showed up with a cooler and about 10 Tupperware containers, from beans to chicken casserole to some beef stew to broccoli salad, all varying amounts of portions. And we just nuked them. We microwaved each of the meals and sat down and fellowshiped for a few hours. So what a great thing. Bring over some leftovers to a friend's house and have dinner. Sunday was special because I got to share a number of stories about this radio ministry and how God is using it. And they blessed me with a special treat as members of the congregation with an open mic shared various testimonies on how God has used Great News Radio in their lives. And then Pastor Jason prayed over me, so that was wonderful. Then went out to lunch with the Bear Chair and Budget Tours. Got a great Sunday nap in and enjoyed some reading time. Oh, yesterday I had people fill out Voice of the Listener radio surveys. We have three prize winners. I'll figure out the gifts later this morning. First winner is Lois Reed of Seymour. Second is June Sanders of Mahomet. And the third winner, Jim Sackett of Mahomet. So we'll get some gifts sent to you. Let me also point out, tomorrow I'll have special guest John Elder. He'll talk about a local ministry that's reaching boys called Cross Trail Outfitters. And they have a banquet coming up on Saturday, September 21st. And then on Wednesday, we'll have Greta Henry in the studio, and we'll be calling up Dr. Alveda King, niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and we'll talk about her story and the upcoming Changing Futures, Restoring Lives, Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center banquet coming up on Tuesday, September 17th. On this Labor Day, I looked up some scriptures that had work or labor in it, and then I found some songs that I felt fit really well with the theme or the intent, to some degree, what the scripture conveys. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done." Here's Steve Ragsdale, "All Your Works Are Wonderful."
All your works are wonderful. You are wise in all your ways. We have seen your perfect plan and your power on display. Earth and heaven, sky and sea.
God's works are wonderful, as are you, created in His image. And as much as we enjoy laboring 6 days a week, God has made that seventh day a Sabbath. Exodus 20:8-9. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, God is Working. Yep, God is working to draw you close to Himself. Reading from 1 Timothy 4:9-10. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. And here's verse 27 of John chapter 6. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him, God the Father has placed His seal of approval. Here's Steve Green, He Who Began a Good Work.
He who began a good work in you began a good work in you, will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. chorus is long, and you're losing your song in the night. You can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you.
Listening friend, thanks for tuning in on this Labor Day, and hopefully as you draw near to God today, He who began a good work in you will continue to bring it to completion. Allow Him to draw close to you as you draw close to Him. Here's one of my favorite verses, and I have a fun song that'll follow. It's out of Colossians chapter 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Here's Dennis Bowling, Workers Are Few. A great message and a heartfelt song.
Growing up on the farm, I was always slow to rise. Mama'd holler, get up, boy, wipe the sleep from your eyes. Come on, get ready, and hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, there's work to be done. Working the fields gave Daddy an opportunity to train. I always had lots of questions, he always had time to explain. He taught me to work hard, to make the most of my time. He said there's time to plant, time to reap, and a time to die. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasted, it stops for no one. Get a move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. See, planting a field, son, is like sowing into someone's heart. You work the ground and plant the seed, we have to do our part. When you're sowing, you introduce someone to Christ. The son, we can't make it grow, the father brings that seed to life. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasted, it stops for no one. Get a move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the heart. harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasted. Invite someone to heaven. Get a move on, boy. This ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Come on, get ready. Hurry up, son. Father's already in the field, and there's work to be done.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Here's the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir, Working with Joy. Was there some tapping and hand clapping to that song? I just love it. That was the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir. I'm going to close out with this reading from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, with a fun, upbeat song. And yet after you hear this Revelation passage, you'll see how truthful and powerful the words of Revelation are captured in the song by the cathedrals. Revelation 14, 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. Here's the cathedrals. Hard times will soon be over.
My trials so hard will soon be over. I'll cross that over Chitty Jordan, and there somewhere in heaven city I'll sit me down, I'll wear the day of crown and glory. I'll shout and tell a happy story. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Lord, I'm tired.
My trials will soon be over, and my trials will soon be over, and soon my Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Hard trials will soon be over, and hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown. The road I walk is often rugged, the load I bear is often heavy, but soon I know my feet shall stand upon higher ground. Higher ground, each tear and care I'll leave behind me, I'll
out and say goodbye to trouble. My
hard times will soon be over and I shall wear a crown.
But I'm tired.
Hard times will soon be over.
So tired.
Hard times will soon be over and soon the Lord will come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Hard times will soon be over.
Through the sky.
Hard times will soon be over and hard times will soon be over and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Hard times will soon be over.
Was the Cathedral's Hard Times Will Soon Be Over. I don't know what your situation or circumstance is today. You might be in dire straits, overwhelmed, taxed, ready to actually give up. Don't do it, my friend. God loves you. God will see you through. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. He loves you. I'm so glad you got to tune in today to hear those very words because God really does care. And on this Labor Day, hopefully you can rest or relax or spend good quality time with friends and family members, spend some time in His Word, praise Him and pray to Him, seek Him with all your heart because He will be found. Well, thank you, God, for Labor Day, and the ability that we don't have to work so hard at knowing You because You pursue us in unique and special ways. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.